Massachusetts Senator and Democratic presidential contender Elizabeth Warren is proposing a tax of 2% on net worth above $50 million and 3% above $1 billion. It may never be enacted, yet Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp says in spirit it marks a historic pivot in the focus of capital taxation from growth to inequality. Greg, explain.
There's been a lot of interest in inequality. Incomes have become more dispersed, with the rich doing much better than the middle class and the poor. And wealth, which is essentially all the income you've accumulated over your lifetime, becoming even more spread out. And so some of the more left of center candidates running for president for the Democratic Party are looking at maybe taxing wealth. So Elizabeth Warren has proposed that there be a tax on wealth above $50 million of 2%, and above $1 billion, it would be 3%. But I think that this raises some interesting questions, one of which is that would this actually be done at an acceptable cost in terms of economic growth? And I think there are some real questions about whether taxing wealth would end up discouraging investment and saving and therefore economic growth.
Wow. All right. So what could happen in theory?
Well, if you think about it, suppose you invest in a company that gives you an 8% return, or you expect an 8% return. That 8% is essentially going to become wealth. If there's a 3% tax on your total wealth, and that's basically you take away 3% of that 8%, that's like a 37.5% income tax. And this would come just a couple of years after the U.S. has just cut the corporate income tax rate. And that whole move is motivated by the view that if you tax companies and capital less, you'll get more investment and growth. So bringing in a wealth tax would serve to undo what the tax system in the U.S. and many other countries has been doing for the last 20 or 30 years.
Can't you argue that, I guess in some cases, that's double taxation?
In some cases, it would be double taxation. So, for example, if you're taxing corporate shares, shares of companies that have already paid corporate tax, there would be double taxation. Now, there's an interesting question here. It is the case that we do expect to tax people on capital gains if they invest in stocks or property, yeah, and it rises a lot over their lifetime. When they sell it, they pay a capital gains tax. But we also know a very large share of these capital gains never are taxed, because essentially they are bequeathed to the heirs of the person who owned the shares, and they can be passed down from generation to generation, growing in value and never be taxed. So one of the alternatives to a wealth taxation might be that when a person dies, you look at the current value of the of their stocks and their property and so on, and tax the capital gain then, even if they don't sell it. That would actually end up raising a lot of money. And one of the appeals of this process is that, number one, in some sense, it closes a loophole in the existing tax system. And number two, it doesn't discourage investment and capital accumulation, because most people are probably not thinking about what happens to their estates when they die, when they're thinking of making an investment.
We're speaking with Greg Ipp, chief economics commentator at the Wall Street Journal. He's written a piece entitled "The Trouble with Taxing Wealth." All right, so this is something that Senator Elizabeth Warren is looking at?
That's correct. It has not been picked up a lot by any of the other Democratic candidates, but I think that we'll hear more about this, just because the whole issue of inequality, it's been very important to Democrats for many years, and it's probably become even more important in the last few years. You're even hearing radical ideas like there shouldn't be any billionaires. I haven't seen much support for that idea, but I think in the next year or two, as the nomination race picks up, there's going to be a lot more ferment and a lot more debating about various ideas about what, if anything, to do about inequality.
There's an interesting distinction, I guess, when talking about taxes here, between income and wealth.
That's right. So the income tax side is a whole other story altogether. And so, for example, we've had proposals from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others that the top rate on income should be raised from the 30s to 70%.
Yeah.
Now, this too would have some disincentive effects for high earners, perhaps, or investors, but it wouldn't be as big a disincentive to investment as a wealth tax. The reason being that if you have a bad year, for example, and you don't earn anything, you don't pay the tax. The wealth tax hits you whether or not you have a good year, whether you actually earn anything that year. So not only does it discourage investing for income and working for income, it also discourages saving and accumulating a nest egg. Now, the vast majority of families would not be subject to the wealth tax that Senator Warren has proposed, But the principle is the same. If you're taxing wealth, you're implicitly taxing income and saving. And it would probably be better to come up with a tax that doesn't have that double whammy effect.
Thanks, Greg. That's Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.